itself. But in one case, this time around, the media and most all-inclusive, all-knowing liberals don't give a rip. I'm referring to the massive slaughtering, raping, burning, and mutilation of Christians throughout Northern Africa and the Middle East. Not long ago, one thug here in the United States died after starting a fight he just couldn't finish. And for certain reasons, the incurably ignorant masses were worked up into a politically correct lather. Yet when one expects to see at least a modicum of media coverage about the Christian Holocaust being perpetrated by Muslims dutifully following the instructions in their little Quran to kill Christians, Jews, blacks, or anyone else. Also, while many U.S. black politicians still lament about the effects of racism and past slavery in America, they are silent about the current real campaign of hatred, murder, and slavery against black Christians throughout the Middle East. I understand that liberals talk about man's brutality to mankind, but it's who that is being brutalized that dictates whether or not they care about those being victimized by Islamic bigots. Elsewhere on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, things are not looking particularly well for Pastor Saeed Abedini. According to Jordan Sekulow of American Center for Law and Justice, he says that Pastor Abedini may not even survive the 8-year sentence heaped upon him by the Iranian regime that imprisoned him for daring to believe in Jesus Christ and telling folks about it in Iran. It didn't help that the jailed and tortured minister, though born in the Middle East, is pro-American and has a wife and children waiting for him in this nation. Unfortunately, the White House occupier is not too inclined to speak up for tortured Christians. Besides, thanks to his policies and squandering of American power, enemies like Iran wouldn't pay Obama any attention if he did ask for or tried to demand Pastor Abedini's release. And the beat goes on. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And holding them over past the last hour on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Holding over Michelle and Edwin from Texas/U.S. Law Shield, mainly because we didn't give out a lot of information. But a question occurred to me, guys. If you are in one of the states you cover and offer the coverage in, say Pennsylvania, Colorado, Florida, Oklahoma, Texas, and you move from that state to one of the states that you cover at large, like if they're traveling, does their coverage continue?
Well, we look at each one of those on a case-by-case basis. Usually they still have to be a resident of the state where the program arose. So that, you know, if anybody has a specific issue, they can contact us and we'll, you know, discuss that with them. Obviously, we've got people who are a member of the military, they get restationed, things like that. So it's a process that we look at each situation individually.
I just wondered about that because it seems like there'd be a little bit of a sticky wicket to a certain degree from a liability standpoint.
Well, that's why we look at it, and that's why, you know, it's sort of one of those issues, you know, did their state of residence change? Because, like, let's say that a college student, they live in Texas, they want to go to college in, you know, Mississippi. They live in Mississippi, you know, 4 months, 5 months out of the year. You know, what is, you know, they resident in Texas, resident in Mississippi, what is the deal? So that's why any of our members that has that situation, they should contact the office, and we'll discuss that with them to figure out their situation.
That's actually pretty good that you do it on a case by case basis, though.
Yes,
that does. What about people that have a temporary residence in the states in which you have coverage?
We'll take care of them as long as they are a resident there, and then once they decide to move, just give us a call, and we can either suspend your membership, and you can kick back up when you come back to the state where we are operating, but we will cover you when you are there living, no matter, you know, if whether it's temporary or permanent.
In closing, I just wanted to get your opinion on... I know that you... Will you guys ever operate in Maryland?
Well, that's, you know, that's certainly an anti-gun state, and anti-gun states are not, you know, we're not saying that we're not ever going to operate there, but, you know, there's a lot of different factors that go into which state we decide to go into next.
Right.
I wish Maryland wasn't so anti-gun. There's really no reason to be anti-gun except for the fact that I think Maryland may be one of those states where the tail wags the dog, and there's probably a lot of good gun-owning people out in the countryside of Maryland, but Baltimore probably rules the roost, sort of like the way Chicago runs Illinois and New York City runs New York. And, you know, those good gun-owning folks in Maryland just may be a victim of the liberal policies of their biggest city.
Right. The reason I'm asking is because within, now, we just had a mall shooting, which was not a, it wasn't an active shooter incident. He clearly had two people in mind, and as soon as they were dead, he killed himself. But it was in a gun-free zone that exists within a giant gun-free zone. Now, in Pennsylvania, in Oklahoma, in Florida, in Colorado, in Texas, you guys have gun-free zones. Maybe not as many of them as they do in Maryland or anything else. But I look at the gun-free zone as mandated helplessness. How many people do you guys have to defend in a gun-free zone? How many people in a gun-free zone actually do something good for the public at large, but oh no, we're breaking the law?
Well, we haven't come across that yet. Thank God we have not, you know, had somebody go in. There hasn't been an attempted school massacre or anything like that here. So we haven't really dealt with any particular case that deals with somebody using their firearm in a gun-free zone. Luckily, we haven't.
Yeah, and any of our members that have had these gun-free zone issues, it's every time it's been an accident. One of the ones that we see a lot are people accidentally carrying guns in their bag when they go to the airport. And a lot of DA's offices around the state of Texas have adopted a very common sense aspect to it, since intent is the key element. A lot of times, if they have no evidence that it was intentionally brought into the airport, i.e. the person reacted with shock and fear when the gun was discovered in their bag, generally the DA's office will not press charges.
Well, one of the reasons I ask that is, I've got another incident to share with you guys, and this was with lawyers too, not lawyers of the type that you guys are, but these were actually tort lawyers, and we were winding things down, and I come up to this door to go into their building. No firearms allowed. Now, sign is improper. It's in the wrong, improper place and everything else. I decide to be a good citizen, and I walk back, and I leave my gun in the car. Then during the course of things, I'm looking around, and I'm looking at the lawyer that I'm talking to, and I catch a couple things out of the corner of my eye. Then I examine them a little closer, and I look at the lawyer and say, hey, I got a question for you. You guys don't like guns in the building? Well, some of them don't. I said, well, how come those three lawyers over there are carrying guns? And then during the break, I went and got my gun. And they freely admitted to me that they knew the law, the sign had no force of law, but these declarative, you know, personal prerogative gun-free zones, how many of those do you guys encounter?
Well, every time we go to court, we got to keep our gun in the car. the courts here are specifically enumerated in the statute as gun-free zones, so they don't even have to have a sign. It's just you are supposed to know that you cannot go into court with a gun. But I have to tell you, every time I walk up to the courthouse, I freak out just a little and have to check my bag to make sure I don't have my gun.
Have to do a little self-frisking there.
I do. Oh, God. And then after
okay. You can find Texas Law Shield at texaslawshield.com, uslawshield.com. If you're in the states in which they operate right now, which once again are Florida, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania now, Colorado, and Texas, if you're listening to the show and you want to join them, and you should, and I will envy you when you get a chance to, because it'll be a while before I get to, use promo code BILLRADIO1. You'll get a discount on what is already very inexpensive, and it's the final tool in the toolkit of self-defense, because going out and training to carry a gun, going out and buying the gun to carry the gun, carrying the gun and defending yourself with the gun, that's all part of a trip, a journey you're going to take. What comes after the self-defense incident is also part of that journey, and you need some help, and they are the ones to help you. Guys, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. We enjoyed it.
Yes, Bill.
Stay safe, and I will be in touch.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, and ma'am. Michelle carries a gun, too. You don't want to get her on the wrong side. She finally bought a full-size one like I've been asking her to, and now I'm sort of thinking that's a dual-edged blade. I will talk to you guys later. Stay safe. Yeah, the gun-free zones. Mandated helplessness. I never got a chance to talk about the reasonable and sensible and the gun control debate that everybody keeps demanding. We're going to do that when we get back from this break coming up in about 11 seconds. I would really love it if it was actually reasonable or sensible. But seeing as how every reasonable, sensible law that's on the books already doesn't do anything about it, I'm sort of getting tired of that being inserted into the conversation. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I'm getting sort of tired, like I said earlier, about this common sense reasonable thing. Now, the first thing that happens when they inject this into the debate, after they vilified me, for being a gun owner, after they vilified me for being a Second Amendment advocate. The next thing that comes from that is when they're coming and saying to you, don't you believe in a common sense approach to making sure people don't get killed? Or if they come to you and say, we're looking for reasonable solutions to an epidemic of gun violence. When they're telling you this, if you say anything other than, oh, yes, I agree with you 100%, then what does that do to you? That makes you deaf to common sense and unreasonable. And that's how we are portrayed. We're deaf to common sense and we are unreasonable. So let's go ahead and cut through all the minutiae. There's so many steps I could go through. I'm just going to cut through all of them right now. Gun grabbers understand that short of an outright ban on guns, that there is not one gun law they can put in place that would restrict your capability of owning a gun or a magazine or anything else. It's going to have one lick of impact on crime. They know this. They know this. They're not interested in stopping crime. As a matter of fact, they wait for crime. They're waiting for crime right now. And they hope it's gun crime, and they hope a lot of innocent people get killed because they're going to use that to parlay that. Now, they won't come right out and tell you that they want a gun ban because then they seem to be extreme and overzealous. However, when they come to you with a reasonable and sensible proposal, they're lying to you, of course, and they're insulting your intelligence. They insult my intelligence when they do that, simply because of this. And it couldn't be more insulting if along the way, while they're lying to my face, they were spitting in my face at the same time. They use crime as an excuse to restrict constitutional right, natural born right. And they're not, it's like Edwin said, if somebody wants to tell you what to do, they have to make it. They have to get political, they have to enact a law, and it has to become, whatever you're doing, it has become illegal for them to have their way. They're changing the language as we go. Now all of a sudden everything is a mass shooting. If more than one person gets shot, they're all mass shootings. Every shooting is an Adam Lanza. They're all Sandy Hooks. They're all Auroras. They're all D.C. Naval Yards. That is a special kind of animal, those guys that go do this. Those guys that go do this, I'm not sure they can be stopped, or at least prevented. I'm not sure that can happen. It is too complex an issue. And I am not going to be wrapped up into this one-size-fits-all mental health definition. I know people that have all kinds of baggage. And people, and everybody's got baggage. And that doesn't mean they're mentally ill. And that doesn't mean they can't be trusted with a gun. So all of this stuff that they bring to us. See, right now, Obama has gotten out there. Obama intends to run the government this year, before the elections, with executive orders. So that means the president who says, and I remember this very carefully, the people that didn't vote for me, I am your president too. So the person that knows he's my president, even though I didn't vote for him, is now telling me the people that you elected, because believe me, everybody coming from my side, from my state that I voted for, is against everything he stands for. He's telling me, doesn't matter. I'm going to have my way. And that's not what the executive power is supposed to be like. Executive power is supposed to be tempered. So he's trying, and what this is an indication of defeat, folks. This is a defeated man. He got up there after Sandy Hook, after those poor children were murdered in a gun-free zone, in a place where no one could defend them, locked into a room where they couldn't escape, waiting on him to, you know, in a lockdown, you're waiting for the shooter to decide what room he's going into next, aren't you? So, those children that died in their last moments, abjectly terrified, those teachers and those administrators that did everything they could to defend those kids, he stood on their backs. And he felt the breeze at his back and thought, this is the moment. This is what I've been waiting for. This is where we will start the disarmament of America. and then he failed. He didn't get what he wanted. And he didn't get what he wanted, not because of Gun Owners of America or the NRA or Second Amendment Foundation, because the constituents of the senators involved got on the phone and said, we don't want this. And they voted that way. And he went to the Rose Garden petulantly, upset, lying some more. I have never been in a room where 9 out of 10 people could agree on anything except they were in the room. That's about it. Only the most obvious of things, getting out there and saying, well, 90% of America wants to see expanded background checks. That's because they think the regular background check works. They want it, they say there's nothing wrong with them because there's already background checks in place. They just think you're doubling down. They don't know what they are, but they found out what they are, and that's why they don't want them. So all of this reasonable, sensible, common sense, all this other stuff, that's just lies, and it's an attempt to label you as unreasonable, devoid of common sense, no sense at all. And don't fall for that. Don't fall for that. Understand them for what they are. They want you disarmed. They want me disarmed. And they want us this way for a reason. Now, they don't want us this way so they can kill us. They just want to be in charge of everything we do. And unfortunately for them, I don't understand this. I never get it. We've had so many historical lessons where communism has been tried and failed. And that's, you know, that's the route they want to go. I mean, you've got the global warm, the climate change people are out there saying the only way for climate change legislation to actually pass would be for more communism. Well, what's Obama for? I think he likes climate change legislation. Certainly the EPA does. Aren't we shutting down on coal right now, even though they figured out a way to burn it cleaner than they ever had before? So, no matter how they change the language around, if you look at a gun grabber who wants to regulate your life as far as the way you can defend themselves, yourselves, then look at everything else they're doing. If you don't want to look at the gun issue, look at the energy issue. Look at the abortion issue. Look at the Obamacare issue. Look at anything they're promoting. And you can take and extend that to the gun control issue or vice versa. Everybody, what they want to do is that everything has got to be licensed. There's nothing that is a natural right. They're all privileges. They're all privileges. So, the other thing I really like to ask one of them that's pushing for it. I would love to ask a gun grabber, do you really believe that this would make us safer, or are you just afraid of me having a gun around you? Is that, which is it? Which is your real concern? I know what they would say, but it'd be a lie. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right, welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Well, I guess we're going to see who's who coming up. The Super Bowl is coming. What is it, Seattle versus Denver? I'm not going to watch it. And I'm not going to watch it for one very simple reason. There was a televised ad that Daniel Defense was going to spend a lot of money for this ad. It is not the usual stuff that the gun grabbers get out there where they say, well, they're glamorizing and showing killing a lot and everything. Just a veteran wanting to defend his family as he defended the country. And at the end of the original ad, there is a silhouette of an M4. And they offer to substitute that with an American flag. And no. The ad was rejected. It was rejected. it was rejected. They were looking to have it in 8 markets and various Fox affiliates, which is very telling, rejected it. They said the commercial violated NFL policy, the company was told, which prohibits advertising for firearms, ammunition, or other weapons. However, stores that sell firearms and ammunition, outdoor stores and camping stores, think Cabela's, Gander Mountain, Academy Sports, Dick's, that can be allowed because they sell other things. But the ads cannot mention firearms or ammunition or other weapons. the people that defended that ad, and there were a lot of them, argued correctly but tendentiously, since the ad is clearly about the values of guns as home defense, that the ad should have passed muster since it didn't explicitly mention or show firearms. The company also has a storefront. That, too, should have been a reason for the ad to slip through. But it was spiked by the NFL. It did get the company a fair amount of press being refused, so it could be argued, well, they got more free publicity than they would have paid for. But this is the NFL out there, politically correct. Can't carry guns. Even off-duty police officers cannot. Although after the popcorn shooting, I'm not sure that. I think once a police officer is retired, I think maybe they should be evaluated from time to time. Don't you think? After the popcorn shooting. Guns. Here's what a gun is. A gun is a tool. It's a very valuable tool that any husband or father would want to possess. It would have gotten a really good play on the Super Bowl, but it's been turned down. Yes, there are manifest dangers when misused, but they are misused almost microscopically in the grand scheme of things. I know that the gun grabber is going to be, well, 30, 31, 32, 33,000 people die because of gunfire every year. Well, big deal. The biggest, you know, two-thirds of that is people killing themselves. 90% of those murder victims are gang members. And then you get off into the killer killing somebody in the commission of a crime that's an innocent person. So, despite the gigantic explosion of gun ownership in the United States, crime should have gone up proportionately. But that didn't happen because guns are tools that people use correctly. Now, so we have the ad where they've been turned down. Right now in Mexico, in the northern part of Mexico, or excuse me, in the southern part of Mexico, the northern part is on our border, but it's working its way there. There has been so much collusion between the cartels and the government and the police and the military that there is a full-on revolution going on there right now. That isn't making our news, where a lot of Mexican civilians that are not a member of the drug cartels or the military or the police or the government have taken up arms, and they're fighting everybody. And they're not going to give them up. And now, well, okay. My first question is, where'd they get them? Well, that's because you can ban guns or make them hard for people to get, and they can still get them, because they got plenty. They got plenty, and I mean, I've looked at how these guys are kitted up, and they're kitted up well. They are kitted up well. And that's good, because they're in combat, and they should be kitted up well. This is what happens. If you want to look at the way we're going, look at Mexico. Because our government is already in collusion. Our Department of Justice is in collusion with the Sinaloas. They are operating beyond the boundary of law. They're breaking the law. They're allowing the Sinaloas to ship in tons, billions of dollars of drugs, where first it goes to Chicago, and then through their vast distribution network that probably rivals Walmart's, they get out there. That sounds a lot like what's happening in Mexico to me. Because in Mexico, the cartels are very moneyed. There's a lot of corruption that goes on. The military gets involved in that. The most of the weaponry they get is military grade. That we sold the Mexican military. I'm sure they extort or steal some of it. But a lot of times, soldiers desert and take everything they've got with them and go join the cartels because the money's better. But if you want to look at the way things could go here, look at Mexico, because the regular citizens, the ones that don't matter, the ones that are just there, the peons, the little people, whatever, they're picking up guns. And they're fighting. And the government is forced to make a decision, which is, it sort of parallels the government of New York, that decision they're about to make. It parallels the one in Connecticut that they're about to have to make. They have made regular people in New York and in Connecticut criminals. Now, in Connecticut, they're saying, well, we have to vote in an amnesty period. Well, here's the problem they're facing. The gun-owning populace of Connecticut is apparently sizable. And there's a reason they didn't. See, they're grasping at straws. They're saying, well, the post office is closed early on New Year's Eve. So therefore, there's billions of people that didn't get registered their legally owned firearms that are no longer legal. Now, thanks to us. So that governor is, and that legislature, just like Cuomo and their General Assembly, now they're forced, they're very shortly, and it's about to happen in New York, it is happening now in Connecticut, they're about to be forced to make a very serious decision. Are they going to go after people that were owning something one day that was made illegal or heavily regulated the next day, who say, this is my right, it's in the Constitution, it's settled law with Heller, you can't ban this because it's in common use, you can't do this because that says that. Are they going to go after them? Are they going to go after them? Now, there's one or two or three things I can see happening out of this. If they decide to go after them, then I can see a lot of gun owners either getting their guns out of the state and going absolutely active on the political front. That's the best thing. Okay, that's the best thing that can happen. It could turn violent. If they go in and start killing gun owners because they haven't registered them and they don't want to give them up, that's going to be bad. That's going to be bad. Cuomo is more volatile than Malloy. Cuomo, I don't know what, and I'm sure that some law enforcement in Connecticut is not backing this, but if they are, they're not as vocal as the guys in New York. So, we got our own mini Mexico happening in the Northeast. But it's happening. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cued.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
Welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's talk about the Barrett effect. And this is a product of Ronnie Barrett of Barrett Firearms. Right now in California, they are making it increasingly technologically impossible for a gun company to do business there. In California, you will see no fourth-generation Glocks, the 41, the 42 that has come out with so much fanfare. Never going to be in California. The Smith & Wesson M&P is going away. Ruger is going away. Ruger CEO Mike Pfeiffer explained they aren't voluntarily leaving the California market, but they're being forced out by the California government. This is not about giving the police another tool in their toolkit to solve crime. There's so many ways around micro-stamping. This is the issue at hand, micro-stamping. One, they know it's not going to do anything. You can go to a firing range where somebody has been micro-stamping, look at the brass there, pick out three or four pieces of it. If it's the same caliber, go and start shooting people with the same caliber gun, throw that brass on the ground, and somebody else is getting charged with the crime. That's one way around it. You can take a piece of sandpaper, pull the firing pin out, just sand it down, make it go away. That's another way around it. So there's lots of ways around it. This is their attempt to dry up the supply of handguns available to law-abiding Californians. This is all that that is. The engineers in the crowd, they point out rightfully that the law requires manufacturing technique that is non-existent. It doesn't. It's not there. It's like green energy. It's not there. They're not making handguns safe or making is. They're not making them unsafe. Not unsafe. But one thing that happens out there is that this. You know, this is. Irregularities in the gun's chamber, which will eventually lead to a failure of the metal. Read that to mean a gun going off in your hand. The point of the law in California is not to for the safety of Californians. It's not for the safety of law enforcement. The point was to stop legal handgun sales in California. And one way or the other, they get it. Because the ones that are not... that can't comply, they won't be there. They're not going to make compliant models. And the only one this harms are the Californian citizens. There's several legal options they can go after. Number one, California citizens can seek to vote out the anti-gun politicians that are pushing these laws and or campaign to have the law repealed. Californians and industry groups can sue to overturn the law. Or the gun industry can go nuclear, which is my favorite, and refuse to sell any firearms in California, including to government agencies. And this is the Barrett effect. And that is the most immediate of the solutions possible that would actually get somebody to take notice. You got Kevin De Leon in California talking about ghost guns that have existed forever. Like this is something new. Like, this is something new. But I like the Barrett effect. Let's go talk to somebody in California. Dennis in California. Yes, sir.
Morning, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you, sir?
All right. Oddly enough, I'm on my way to go pick up one of those soon-to-be-banned Glock Gen 4s. Stipulation, though, I am law enforcement. So, yeah, those of us that... make that life decision to be in that line of work, get the quote-unquote privilege to be able to get those. But I'm of two minds of this whole thing. It tears me. It's asinine that, you know, I, who, even though I'm not a street cop, I'm still a sworn peace officer in the state, can go and pick up one of these products. But, you know, my neighbor or, you know, friends of mine are also shooters and law-abiding citizens can't get the exact same product. And, you know, the Gen 4 doesn't make the Glocks, you know, all this dangerous. Like the Gen 4s have some Skynet chip that makes it a dangerous weapon, you know. But I'm sure if you told Kevin De Leon that the Gen 4 Glocks have a Skynet chip in them that make them a sentient being, he'd probably believe it. And go off and be the first one to spout about that.
Well, you know, if you were to tell him, he probably doesn't know what a Glock is. If you were to tell him half of it's plastic, he'd be like, it's a ghost gun.
Yeah.
But, right. Here's the problem. I know, now this is Dennis the battle comp tester, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So I know, you know, I've had conversations with Dennis, and I know Dennis is just a regular guy doing a job. And in some cases, he's doing a very dangerous job because he's not, like you said, a street cop, but he does deal with people that might not like what Dennis does. And he doesn't have some of the advantages that a street cop has. But the problem here, as I see it, is what is the, in pick any county, Dennis, what's the ratio of police to citizenry there? Do you have any idea? I don't. I know in Los Angeles County that the gang members outnumber the police three or four to one?
Yeah, it's crazy. California is a crazy place to begin with. It's a patchwork of, you know, conservative, it's like few overall, looking at California, you think everyone's, you know, pot-smoking, hippie, liberal. That's all. That's, you have the three, you have your three, you know, centers. You have your San Diego area, L.A., and the Bay Area. Beyond that, the rest of California, the central part of California is farmland. You know, it's as blue as parts of Tennessee. And it's funny, if you cut off that, you know, cancerous little sliver up the coast and had a Eastern California, it'd be a blue state, you know, with sheriffs, you know, just, you know, almost like Sheriff Joe of Maricopa County. But in the county I'm in, we're kind of in the middle of it. Unfortunately, my sheriff isn't a gun hater. You know, he's fairly sympathetic to the Second Amendment, but I've been to parts of California. I've been up and down the state, you know, just visiting and living and whatnot, even though I'm from the area I'm at now. And I've been to places where I didn't see a cop for weeks. I didn't see a squad car. I didn't see, you know, a sheriff going by. It was just the average citizen. Like, literally, you wouldn't even know that there was a police presence in the city. Other times I've been to L.A. where, you know, you see the LAPD going around all the time, but, you know, they are very much outnumbered. Anytime, I don't like crowds. I hate going into L.A. I hate, you know, just being around a whole lot of people. That's just, you know, me, but it's night and day. You can drive 20 minutes and be somewhere totally different.
Yep.
But, you know, the one thing that's sad about the state, and I'm not sure how much press coverage it gets covered, is the AB 109, where, you know, you have the thousands of inmates that are being released in California on a judge's order because of the overcrowding. And they say, you know, they're low-level inmates. They're not low-level inmates. These are just the guys that got booked in on a lower charge. If a guy, you know, goes in, you know, punches someone and pleads down to a lesser charge, you know, he still punched someone. Or, you know, we have thousands upon thousands of gang members in the prison who are locked, who the DA was able to maybe get them on tax evasion or get them on.
Dennis, I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time. But good. Hey, you timed that perfectly. You waited for me to rant on California.
But
did you go away that quick? Well, stay safe wherever you are. Stay safe. I like I said, I'm running out of time. The music is about to roll. There it is.
Okay.
I will talk to you another time, sir. All right, folks. Remember this. Always remember this. No matter what they tell you, no matter what they say, it's never been about gun control, ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.